This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Not even Jennifer Lawrence could win over CinemaScore audiences with her latest film, Mother. Yep, the movie directed by her BF, Darren Aronofsky, earned a dreaded F from the movie polling company. Plain and simple, audiences revolted against Aronofsky's film, which mixes broad religious allegory with home invasion horror and ends with a sequence of shocking R-rated violence. Can you say fail? In other Jennifer Lawrence news, the actress is taking a break from acting for 2 years. While she doesn't have any official plans as to how she'll spend her free time, she's enthusiastic about the idea of spending more time in sweatpants. As for possible hobbies, Lawrence said maybe she would, quote, start making pots, unquote. This decision may have come after Mother's horribly bad opening numbers. Wow, time to reboot. Jamie Lee Curtis will reprise her iconic role as Laurie Strode in the upcoming Halloween reboot. Universal Studios will be releasing the horror movie on October 19, 2018. The actress said, quote, same porch, same clothes, same issues 40 years later, headed back to Haddonfield one last time for Halloween, unquote. Strode will have her final confrontation with Michael Myers, the masked figure who's haunted her since she barely escaped his killing spree 4 decades ago. Wow, all these senior citizens getting stabbed. Now that's scary. Actor Harry Dean Stanton has died of natural causes in L.A. He was 91. The actor was known for his roles in Paris, Texas, Twin Peaks, Big Love, Pretty in Pink, and Repo Man. He had a high-profile role as manipulative cult leader Roman Grant on the HBO polygamy drama Big Love, which ran from 2006 to 2011, and recently appeared as Carl Rod in the Twin Peaks revival on Showtime. R.I.P. Harry Dean Stanton. Red Granite Productions, dogged for more than a year by its connection to a massive Malaysian corruption case, reached a settlement with federal prosecutors here. The feds allege that Red Granite, whose CEO Riza Aziz is the stepson of Malaysia's prime minister, used funds embezzled from a Malaysian development authority to produce the film The Wolf of Wall Street. Red Granite has consistently maintained that it did not knowingly accept stolen funds, but they just, settled. Adam Levine and Bahati Prinsloo's household is about to get a lot busier. Bahati announced on Instagram that they're expecting their second child. Round two, she captioned a mirror selfie while wearing a bikini. A baby bump could clearly be seen. The couple welcomed daughter Dusty Rose Levine in September 2016. In March, Adam called fatherhood the greatest thing in the world. Aww. Scarlett Johansson and ex-hubby Romain Doriak finalized their divorce. They also had a custody battle, which began earlier this year. Romain fought her request for sole custody of their daughter Rose, saying he wanted to raise her in his native France. He also argued that Scarlett couldn't raise the child effectively because she travels too much for work. An agreement was reached, but the outcome isn't known yet. Scarlett couldn't comment because, you guessed it, she's traveling for work. All has not been well for Lady Gaga. The singer revealed that she suffers from fibromyalgia, which has been suspected for years by others who have the same condition. In her new documentary, Gaga 5'2", she details her battle with the disease, which is a disorder that causes widespread muscle pain and tenderness. Gaga has had to cancel all of her European concerts through the rest of the year. Get well soon, Gaga. Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford have started their press tour for the highly anticipated upcoming movie, Blade Runner 2049. Joining the stars of the film were their co-stars Ana de Armas and Sylvia Hoeks, as well as director Denis Villeneuve. The first appearance took place at the Akademie der Künste in Berlin, Germany. The sequel to Ridley Scott's 1982 classic movie is on track to make $40 million in its opening weekend, October 6th. Rap artist Cardi B couldn't believe it when she heard that Janet Jackson used her braggy anthem Bodak Yellow in a recent performance, giving her sign of approval by incorporating it into a choreographed dance routine. Cardi said, quote, "The type of blank you can only dream of. Have to thank the Queen Janet Jackson for showing Bodak Yellow love," unquote. Bodak Yellow is the highest charting single by a female rapper since Nicki Minaj's Anaconda in 2014. And with all this success, Cardi just bought a brand new Bentley SUV. Today a Bentley, tomorrow repo. Comedian Kevin Hart says, "I'm sorry," and he took to Instagram to apologize to his wife and kids for his, quote, "bad error in judgment." Kevin continued, "Sending so many apologies to my wife and kids. I gotta do better, and I will. I'm not perfect and have never claimed to be. I love you all," unquote. Hart previously had denied his cheating allegations. The woman he had the affair with, Monique Momo Gonzalez, admitted she had the affair, but was not trying to blackmail him. More on this as we find out, spinners. The Trash Bin. Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna have settled their custody battle over their daughter, Dream. Under terms of the deal, Rob gets Dream a little more than 50% of the time. He will also pay Chyna $20,000 a month in child support, most of which Rob thinks will go to nannies. In return, she's agreed to drop her domestic violence allegations against him. Rob has also agreed to pay her legal fees. Aww, and we thought it would last. Not.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook said its Messenger unit now has 1.3 billion monthly users, as many as WhatsApp. Google is reportedly launching a mobile payment app for India. Amazon has stopped selling the Fire TV in advance of possible new models. Dolby shares are up sharply after Apple announced plans to use its Dolby Vision technology in iPhone X and Apple TV.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Kingsman: The Golden Circle is the new number one film.
The number one album.
Veteran rock band The Foo Fighters is on top with Concrete and Gold.
The number one app.
Gee, guess what it is? It's Minecraft Pocket Edition.
The number one fiction book.
Ken Follett's A Column of Fire is the new number one book.
Deja Trimble, better known as Dej Loaf, was born in 1991 and was raised in Detroit, Michigan. As a child, she often listened to music with her parents and grandmother, including Tupac, Rakim, and Miles Davis. She began writing her own original music at the age of 9. Her first mixtape came out in 2013, netting her a big recording contract with Columbia Records. Other mixtapes followed, but it was an appearance on the Kid Ink track Be Real that caused her career to take off. Now, Dej Loaf has dropped a brand new track, and she's not just rapping this time, she's also singing on it. Here's Dej Loaf with the song of the week, No Fear.
Last week I was in Paris with friends.
Last week.
Only thing that was missing was you. Who would have thought we wouldn't be married by now? We've been true lovers since high school. Let's live our life, dancing all night. You are where you should be, I want this for life. What you say? Put them on pause, press play. Well, I know my life can get so crazy, but as long as you're right here, none of the gossip, nothing can stop us. I wanna love you with no fears. We can do this thing together. Close your eyes and take my hand. Cause what we have is something special, baby. Let's just take our chance.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Don't be shy, don't be scared. Get up. Been waiting so long for feeling like this. Your life can get so crazy, but as long as you're right here, none of the gossip, nothing can stop us. I wanna love you with no fears. We can do this thing together. Close your eyes and take my hand. Cause what we have is
that was 26-year-old Dej Loaf with the song of the week, no fear. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.